This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Justin Ion from Greensburg teaches at Woodland Hills Junior High. His subject is math, but he's a big proponent of using fiction in the classroom. On his own time, he tends to reach for science fiction and fantasy.
I'm sort of hesitant to tell people that because I think it's really easy to write bad science fiction. You sort of get this idea that any basic story, as long as you put it on a spaceship, everything will be fine. And, nerds will come out of the woodwork and buy your book because it takes place
in
space.
And a certain number of them will.
And a certain number certainly will. But, if I find an author that I like, I generally gravitate towards them. And I'm a very big fan of Orson Scott Card, very big fan of Robert Heinlein.
Do you feel like there's an important distinction to be made between fantasy and science fiction, or is that kind of artificial?
I think there is a distinction between the two. The science fiction that I like is really based in, if not based in, then grounded in science fact.
Right.
And it's the same thing with fantasy, that you find that the good fantasy authors set up the world first with the rules in place before they start creating the story.
So that it's always going to be internally consistent.
That is the hope. And if it isn't, then you run into problems.
Right. And do you find yourself spending most of your time in like the genre fiction, or do you read?
I generally find myself gravitating more towards sci-fi and fantasy because I have enough reality. Yeah, I have a lot of reality as it is. I want to read about someone who has difficulties but either knows how to overcome them or knows how to find a way to overcome them. In terms of nonfiction, I've been really into Walter Isaacson. His biography of Einstein was incredible. And I'm also in the process of reading his biography on Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I like reading about smart people. I love a story where someone is victorious using their wits.
And do you talk books ever with your students? What are middle schoolers reading these days?
My district is doing a reading initiative, and so I'm teaching a section of that. We started reading some books in the Bluford series. Bluford is a fictional high school in California that's sort of an inner city high school. The issues in the books deal with, violence and bullying and drugs and teen pregnancy and things like that. And the students really responded well to those. It speaks to them, I think, because of the topic, because the characters are very easily relatable. I have students who can't go home at night because there's no one there. They have to sleep on the sofa of one of their aunts. They move every 3 months, parents in jail, siblings in jail. So, a lot of these are topics that the kids can relate to, and I think that really helps to sort of engage them. Really just anything to get them reading is the way to go. It doesn't even matter what it is. It's just getting those words inside your head. Reading is something that can speak to them on a level beyond anything that I can do as a teacher. I truly believe that books make people the better versions of themselves.
Well, Justin, thanks a lot for your time today. Thanks for coming in.
It was my pleasure.
Justin Ion is a math teacher in the Woodland Hills School District. We're always looking for more book picks. Give us a shout on Twitter at Booksburg or on the web form at wesa.fm/speakingvolumes. You can get the podcast there or via iTunes. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 FM WESA is supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.